Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. 12-year-old Riley Morrison was rushed to surgery after he swallowed over 50 magnets. And they were magnetic balls.
Oh.
What?
That kid's got some magnetic balls.
Did they stick together?
Somebody had to say that.
No one had to say.
It.
You guys say it anytime I had kids got some magnetic balls over
there. So you're saying a 12-year-old had magnetic balls.
Magnetic balls. That's right. The kids got magnetic balls.
I don't even know where to find magnetic balls.
I don't think I've ever seen a magnetic ball.
Well, they're very attractive. Hey.
It was a science experiment to see if he could gain magnetic abilities.
Right. Like Magneto.
In other words, the kid was bored.
Stick himself to the fridge.
Exactly. Look, Ma.
The kid had apparently been consuming magnets in individual batches, but when they failed to pass through his system, he woke up his mother 2 a.m, told her that he had swallowed 2 by accident.
Oh.
Okay.
Right.
When he was taken to the hospital, an x-ray revealed that Morrison had at least 54 magnets in his system.
He could not count, apparently.
Yeah.
You know what you do to this kid? You like, hey, stand over there. Then you start throwing pots at him.
Nice.
And they stick, tink, 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 tink.
Or better yet, lawn darts.
Certainly can't put them in the MRI machine. They'll just come out.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
That would be actually a really good video in slow motion.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Very painful.
Killed
real
them, buddy.
Slow motion.
Ooh.
It was a 6-hour operation.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
After the surgery, he spent 15 days in the hospital.
Well, the scalpel kept flying out of the doctor's hand.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, exactly. Or some of the magnets would, like, turn around and, like, go away from the other magnets.
He vomited green liquid.
What? Maybe he is going to be a superhero.
Right.
And he had to be fed from a tube.
Aww.
His mother says that Morrison is a massive science enthusiast, therefore he dared to do such a risky experiment.
Right. Key word, my kid's an idiot.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but a science enthusiast
right.
would be on the 8th floor with right. all the mathematicians. Ma'am, your boy is down in the basement with the monkeys.
Wouldn't that also be classified as a rocket scientist, quote unquote? My kid's a rocket scientist.
He's willing to sacrifice himself for his art.
No, it means my kid's stupid.
All in the name of science.
I have a stupid kid.
Imagine if he sat down on one of those metal toilets on the airplane.
Oh, forget about it.
You're just never getting him off.
Nope.
He doesn't even need a seat on the airplane. He just sticks to the side of it.
Turbulence going on, man. Right. That kid's staying
put. Those would be the test. You put the magnets in him, and then you put him like on the roof of a car and see how fast you can go.
Yeah. Exactly, right.
Just stuck to it like a salamander.
Just pose like a hood ornament. You're a jaguar. Huh.
All right. Now we're going to go right to another one.
Okay.
Oh. Here's a winner. Man in the ER after gorilla gluing Solo cup to his lip.
Really? Really?
Red Solo cup.
Wait until you hear this guy talking.
Stop doing this.
So this guy, his name is Martin. He was on the Dr. Oz show in 2020 because he had some ice cream challenge and there was consequences or whatever. So he's one of these internet guys, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He saw the gorilla glue girl. And he thought,
I'm going to be the Gorilla Glue boy.
Yeah.
Guy.
He said, everyone is on social media. Every day there is a new challenge, but I did not think it would go this far.
That kind of lets you know what happened next.
Do people not know what glue is now? Are we on part where the generation doesn't, like, what is this thing called glue?
Yeah, I'm old. So sad. I'm old. Pathetic.
I'm old school. I do Elmer's.
Well, if you think about it, we just throw things out now. We don't glue things back together.
No.
When's the last time you said, I need some glue?
That's true.
When's the last time you saw a kid put a model together?
Seriously.
Yeah. They don't know what it is. There needs to be mentioned.
The struggle is real.
You take one kid in the class. Come up here, Johnny. Yeah. All right. Here's a cup. Here's some glue.
Right.
There you go. See, kids?
Here's
the lesson of glue.
There is your idiot.
But Gorilla Glue is the worst kind of glue you could possibly pick up.
Well, it depends on if you're sticking it to your lip, it's the worst. But
right.
if you have to glue something together, it's the best.
Oh, yeah, it works great.
I should say the strongest.
It's the strongest.
My
rear fender flare can prove it.
Right. Wasn't there a commercial where a gorilla was doing stuff? Like they glued something together and they had the gorilla trying to break it?
I know they have the commercial, the gorilla shows up with the glue when the person's trying to fix something.
Oh, all right. Maybe that was it.
Right.
Oh, man, you type in Gorilla Glue in Google, and the first thing that comes up is Gorilla Glue Hair.
The hair. And then now this guy.
Yep. Glue Lip.
Come on, guy.
Come on, guy.
Come on, guy. Yeah, guy.
You know, can we do a run over your head with a bus challenge just to get rid of these people?
Let's do it.
Go for it.
Yeah, how'd that go? Guy's got a flat head. Hey, can you turn sideways so we can see your head?
Yeah. Yeah, his name is Mark.
I think you have a filter on. We can't see you.
Skid Mark.
I'm not a cat.
Look, I just had radial surgery.
How about let's talk to the kid who did the stick your tongue in a toaster challenge.
I don't think we should be helping these people.
Yeah, have your own challenge.
No, but you become famous by doing this.
Right, catch a knife in your chest challenge.
How does this guy...
Yeah, the nail gun challenge. Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Right, have your friend shoot at you.
How does this guy say, I didn't think it would go this far?
Well, he said it before he put the cup into his face.
All right, so there's some audio of him talking to, I don't know, another internet show, a local news program. It doesn't look like a high-tech event. But he's got his surgical mask, his COVID mask on.
Oh, look at that.
Over what looks like a bandage over his face, right?
Oh. Yeah. His lip looks super swollen.
Yeah.
So my first question is, first explain what encouraged you to do the Gorilla Glue Challenge?
Well, it really wasn't a challenge. I actually started it.
Do you want to say that?
No, you don't.
But you're right. He's proud of this now.
Right.
You know, he's not happy. He's in pain.
I'm the original.
I started it.
Right. I'm the George Washington of this.
That's me.
It's all about me.
I did that.
Right. Me.
This isn't, I'm not a follower. I'm a leader.
Exactly.
Okay, you're talking to the leader of
I'm the
this.
Mac daddy here.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. In this now. All right. So my first
so
question
she's
is.
She's like, all right.
Okay.
She sounds like Cleveland from Family Guy. Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Did you see what the young lady tried with the Gorilla Glue with her hair?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay. And I thought, I thought she was just playing around because I didn't think it was that serious that Gorilla Glue would actually do all of that, you know?
Wow.
I actually tried it a couple of times before. It never really worked for me for anything. Like,
there's
it
no way you ever tried Gorilla Glue and it didn't work.
Nope. No way.
No nope. Stuff works.
Nope.
Great.
If you're going to be stupid, at least be honest.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe. Have some quality where the rest of us can say, well, at least he admitted to being a dumbass.
Maybe he sniffed it for a while first.
Here's how you could turn your ex into a rat and have it fed to an alligator. Brian Kleinman, owner of Riverside Reptiles Education Center in Enfield, Connecticut, is on the phone. And I want to thank tribe member Gary. For sending this story.
Gary!
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
So, Brian, what's the deal here?
Well, the deal is that you can purchase a rat through our website at RiversideReptilesEducationCenter.com, and you name it after your ex, and then we will videotape myself feeding the rat. I'll call out the name of the rat and then throw it in the alligator's mouth.
Does it have to be rats? How about snakes? I don't like snakes.
I do feel a little bit.
We have lots of snakes here, and they eat a lot of rats, too, but just not as much as the alligator does.
Oh.
What if you get 100 people doing this? You can't possibly feed 100 rats to this alligator before Valentine's Day.
Fat alligator.
So there's no time limit on when you get your clip? You might get it next week.
Yeah, well, we weren't really expecting it to become that popular, to be honest with you, but it's gotten a lot of press, so we might spread it out through the month of February a little bit more. And these aren't huge rats; they're kind of the smaller size rats. So we
first
don't want
name her. Only, right? You're not gonna
first, yeah. First name right. only.
Wow. So you would say this one's for Jane from John, or This is John's ex, Jane.
We don't say the person's name that purchased the rat. Once you purchase your rat, we'll tell you when the video clip will be on our Facebook page.
Right.
And then you can see, like, Josh or Eric the rat. It's mostly guys' names.
Oh, really?
Name. Makes sense. Yeah. Right.
This one's from the Scalapini family.
Make totally makes sense.
Women can be very vindictive.
Yes, they can.
They feel crossed.
Right, they do.
Guys are like, whatever.
We only have one woman so far, and most of them are just all dudes. The latest one was Jeff, and then the person that purchased the rat wants me to chant "Goodbye, Jeff" 5 times because she bought 5 rats.
Wow.
Yeah, this person.
Very specific.
Right. They took it well.
How are you going to do it?
I just hand feed her.
No, I want to hear how you're going to say goodbye to Jeff 5 times. Do you say goodbye, Jeff, 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 Jeff? Or do you say goodbye, Jeff, goodbye, Jeff, goodbye, Jeff, goodbye,
really,
Jeff,
goodbye, really
Jeff? You can say goodbye, Jeff, really adios, Jeff, auf Wiedersehen, Jeff, like different,
languages.
Adios,
I like
adios,
that.
Jeff, exactly, right.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we'll do it in 5 different
that
languages
or something. That would be a fun parody of a Scandal song. Goodbye to Jeff.
Goodbye to Jeff. Exactly, yeah. I wouldn't sing it, of course.
No, you would not.
Yeah, I'm not a Patti Smyth, range.
How many rats have you sold so far?
No, you're not.
I think we're up to about 30, 35 rats. But she's a big alligator. She's about 8 feet long and about 140 pounds. She's pretty big. She's more than capable of eating a lot.
And you have a lot of people come through. This place is, I didn't even know it was here in Connecticut, AJ. It's 13,000 square feet.
Right.
50 animals on display.
Huh.
More to come.
Yeah,
now that he has all this money coming in.
Yeah, right.
They have 200 animals total. They have animals like a 100-pound snake, giant turtles, lizards.
Turtle.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, lots of cool stuff. Animals that you can't see anywhere else here in New England. You have king cobras, vipers, rattlesnakes, giant turtles.
Yeah, ever have any of those get loose?
Well, turtles use a catch.
No?
Yeah. No, they're very securely in their exhibits. They do not get loose. Although we do take out a lot of animals. When the public comes here, we'll take out snakes and lizards and everything, but animals that are used to being handled and touched.
Right.
So people can get a firsthand experience with these animals is what we're trying to promote.
Any spiders?
Coming soon. Yep. We're going to put in a bug cave, which will have tarantulas, scorpions.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah.
A bug cave.
Yeah, not them.
Nope.
Anybody see Jimmy?
Right.
Last I heard, he was going to the bug cage.
There's a thing with a web.
There's this like mummy shaped thing on a web.
Jimmy, is that you?
Jimmy!
Jimmy!
He's hanging upside down from the ceiling of the cage.
Like a deli salami in an Italian restaurant.
Oh,
we'll
God.
Have you guys come to the opening.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'll be in the parking lot, going the opposite direction.
Ryan, this is great. What a brilliant idea. Yeah.
Thank you.
You turn this into a lot of money for these, and you get to feed the animals now. So.
Right, and all the proceeds go towards helping feeding our animals because, as you probably know, zoos, museums, nature centers have had a rough time with COVID. School's not doing field trips, and that usually is what carries us through the winter.
Yeah.
So all the proceeds go towards helping feed and care for the animals here.
I know it sounds sad to feed a rat to an alligator, but if the alligator was in the wild, it would be eating all of that, and then plus maybe a random kid or two or a puppy. So this is better.
No
so
puppies.
Think about it like that.
Kid.
All right.
Yeah, well,
go ahead, Brian.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, the rats we have, we didn't kill any extra rats to feed the alligators. All these rats are bred at places that breed them specifically to sell to zoos and museums and nature centers that have carnivorous animals. So all these rats had excellent lives from what I was told. Price is going towards
there's a little funeral. That's what I'm going to pay. I want to write a eulogy for a rat, and I want you to read it.
Right.
I want that video.
Right.
Yeah.
He had a very good life.
Here lies Ratso.
All right. All right, Brian. Great idea, and thank you. We're linked up on the radio station website.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Thank you.
Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey.
I don't know if you knew this, but Alfred Nobel, the gentleman who the Nobel Prize is named for, he was also the inventor of dynamite. But did you also know that one of the ingredients needed to make dynamite is peanuts?
You should say penis?
Peanuts, right?
Peanuts. I kid you not.
I was like, there's the wick.
Don't ask me how I know this. I blame it all on my partaking of the giggle weed. All right.
It'd be cool if you did.
Thank
hey,
you.
Ashley.
Ooh, Matthew.
Ooh.
Is this what you do with hot men? You just say, ooh.
I'm very awkward. He ooed me back. He ooed me back.
She gave me nothing in return, man.
Nothing.
No. Nope. Yeah. Sounds par for the course.
Steve and Cromwell.
Good morning, crew. Fun fact. Most artificial vanilla flavoring is made from beaver vagina extract.
Ew.
Phil, can you fact check this?
I am so not eating vanilla ever again.
I don't think that's correct. Putting the kibosh on your fun fact.
If it is, I'm going this room and heaving like crazy.
Yes.
It's not that. It's the anal gland.
Oh, that's much better. Thank you.
It's the wrong place. Fact check.
Much better. Thank you.
Yeah, it makes
it
worse.
I feel so much better. The anal gland.
So now, what do I not want to eat? Anything vanilla?
The artificial vanilla extract.
Okay,
it has an
what's
ingredient.
That in?
Like everything, right?
Well, it's has an ingredient called castoreum, which has a musky vanilla scent.
Yeah.
Which is why food scientists like to incorporate it in recipes.
Would it be in vanilla ice cream?
If it's got the fake extract, if it has real vanilla extract, you're fine.
I have to read everything
beaver
now.
Beaver anus?
Yeah.
You've been fine until now. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, not anymore.
I got to tell you, if it's true, though. They have some pretty damn good tasting anus, don't they?
Right.
They probably have the best tasting anus on the planet.
It's only like a nickname.
Is there a better tasting anus?
Hey, tasting.
And how did they get to the point where it's like, all right, let's try this beaver ass.
Right.
Hey, you know, it tastes like vanilla.
I'm guessing
very good.
One day a man was asleep, passed out in the woods by a river, and a beaver walked across his face. He went, what's that taste? Hey, man, good.
All right, let's talk about this steak that you print out.
What do you
Can
think?
You believe the time that we live in?
It's almost a Jetsons.
It really is.
Almost.
Yeah. Yep, Unibleb.
Jetsons or Star Trek The Next Generation.
Right.
On the Enterprise.
Earl Grey tea, please, and toast.
Right. Yeah. Didn't sound like that.
Okay.
And he never ordered toast.
Well, I was, you know.
But you could just call something out and the replicator would make it for you.
Right.
And I thought, that's so stupid.
So
right,
you can, like,
they're never going to have that.
You can, like, build a sandwich with, like, Lego pieces.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
So this lab has grown meat, and they're able to print it out. A 3D printer will print out what you would probably pay $120 in a restaurant, like a quality steak, for as low as $50.
Ooh, a nice dry-rubbed porterhouse, aged. Nice.
It's Israeli food laboratory, Alf Farms. I looked them up. I can't find them on the stock exchange.
Alf, like as in like?
A-L-E-P-H. I thought, I want to buy some of this stock.
I think, good one, Willie!
Marks the world's first 3D bioprinted ribeye made with real cow tissue.
Wow.
Despite the fact that no live animals were hurt or killed in the process, the breakthrough follows the company's initial leap into the lab-grown meat industry in 2018 when they debuted the first-ever slaughter-free steak through 3D printing.
That's awesome.
It was the day but.
I always feel guilty about that. Like halfway through a steak.
Every single time.
Halfway through a steak, I'll start realizing if I don't eat it really fast, I start freaking out and thinking about what it used to be, and I can't finish it. Thank you. Good.
Israeli food service science industry has pioneered the lab meat industry as one of late with food science companies such as Alf, who also recently grew meat in space.
Cool.
Weird. Wow.
Meat in space.
The process of printing meat may begin with plant-based ingredients or, in the case of Alf's steak, real bovine cells that have been cloned and cultivated in lab settings.
That sounds good right there.
Where's the weird, like, butt gland ingredient that we're missing here? Clone. There's going to be something weird in
clone.
There.
Clone. It's what's for dinner. Dun, dun, dun.
The four primary cells that make up meat, muscle tissue, fat, blood, and support cells create the ink used to print the steak.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I don't
this
know.
This is insane.
I would try one. I tried to see. I mean, those Almost burgers were great.
This sounds expensive. It's got to be way more expensive than a regular steak. But,
well, no. Yeah, so it's a calculator. Yeah.
What you would pay $120 for, you could print this out for $50.
Right.
The same quality as a $120 steak.
And if you go to a restaurant, a good quality restaurant, it's about $47 for a nice porterhouse dry-rubbed aged steak. So you're right on market there. Why is it looking like I'm weird today?
Today?
We recognize some consumers will crave thicker and fattier cuts of meat. This accomplishment represents our commitment to meeting our consumers' unique preferences and taste buds, and we will continue to progressively diversify our offerings.
Cool.
Would you eat that?
Yeah.
I would try it.
I would definitely try it.
I would definitely try it.
I tried the plant stuff. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, the sausage made out of plants tastes like sausage. The burger made out of plant tastes like burger.
The only thing I don't like is the smell when it's cooking. The raw stuff cooking is not great, so I don't cook it in my kitchen anymore.
I disagree.
That's where do you cook it?
I disagree with AJ that it tastes the same.
I liked it.
I'm not saying I don't like it.
Yeah,
I'm saying the fatty meat taste isn't there.
It tastes like a lean burger.
It might fool you for a bite or two, but the more you get into it, the more you say, really not real meat, is it?
Well, I eat really fast like a dog, so.
Were you able to find them on a stock exchange? Yeah, they're probably not privately owned. At this point in the company's history, they're probably not worried about, stockholders demanding a profit.
Yeah.
They want to say, let's spend as much money as we can to get this thing right.
And then BAMO.
And BAMO.
A-L-P-H.
A-L-E-P-H.
Aleph.
I see these stories, and I remember the Amazon story like 15 years ago.
Who was going to buy this?
Right. I should have went in right then.
Yep.
Anyone who could make a steak and a printer right now, they're going to be something a few years from now.
Yep.
I don't know how many years from now, but people will be saying, remember when we actually used to eat meat?
This may sound like a stupid question. I don't know if it says in the story, but does the 3D printer actually cook the steak for you? Or it comes out as a steak?
That's an excellent question.
It comes out as a steak, and then you got to cook
it. You type in medium rare?
Interesting.
Right. Yeah, I'm just curious. How's it come out?
I'm thinking rare, like, uncooked?
Raw?
Rare?
Yeah, raw.
Raw?
Raw steak, okay. And then you just cook it. Yeah, can you get a little drawn butter on top of it, too?
Well, no, it's a good question, too. Add a
butter.
Have you ever grabbed the first piece of paper right out of the printer? It's hot.
Yeah.
So a hot steak comes out of your printer.
Yeah.
It's like a bad metaphor.
I need a plate, steak.
Yep.
I need some potatoes.
Yeah.
And a bottle of wine.
I want some garlic mash, please.
And then some wine to put in it.
Yep. And then ride home on Uber.
Remember at the beginning of this whole coronavirus, we had the guy from Southington call up and he was 3D printing out masks?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
I sent them a donation. Just
Modern
because
Plastics?
That's Shelton.
No. Oh.
Yeah. It's insane.
Insane!
Insane. I can't get my printer to print out a piece of paper without smudges.
It took me 3 tries to get you to think about the rats being fed to the snake in this dinosaur over here.
Yeah.
Right. But they're making steak.
Wait, you're making a piece of meat. Okay. Right. I have a piece of paper, and I just want, like, black words on the white paper.
I can't get the schedule out.
I can't get this crease down the side out.
Son of a! And you're making a gourmet meal.
Yeah.
It's got to be Hewlett Packard.
All right, let's talk about a couple heroes on a trash truck.
Okay.
So they hear an Amber Alert that someone was kidnapped, and then along their route, they see a car out in the field that matches the description.
Aha!
Oh, wow.
And they use the truck to block the car in.
I didn't second guess. For that car to be parked in this location, it matches the description on the Amber Alert, something is not right.
be like, man, what you think we should do? I'm like, we're going to just block the driveway. That way, there's no way out. When the cop took the little girl out the car, I'm not exactly sure what she said, but sound like she said, I thank y'all.
Go into action. Call 911. A lot of people nowadays, they see things, but they're so scared. Go with your heart. You know, take the wheel.
Probably save the life.
Yep. Those two are awesome.
Such a horrible thing to think. The kid's there and then just gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, when a car pulls in the field, what do you think's going to happen next?
Nothing good.
Not good.
Nothing good.
No.
These not going to be like, awesome. Let me buy you some new clothes.
Yep.
Or print you out a steak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Two steaks.
Good for them.
Yay.
Well done.
These are the two you want to see a GoFundMe account on.
Yes,
go,
we do.
Whoop, to exactly. 13 grand. Not the girl who puts the glue in her hair.
Exactly.
Yeah. El Stupido, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Bam Margera, did you see he's calling for a boycott of Jackass 4?
Apparently so, yes.
Was he fired?
I think he was fired.
So he posted a 10-minute video, and this is, going very viral. He said he was fired from the movie's production.
I wrote them so many ideas, and if I'm not in the movie, and they use my ideas, how do you think that that'll make me feel, man? I'm not in Jackass 4. If anybody cares about me, don't go see their movie, because I will make mine way fatter if you just Venmo me a dollar. Just a buck.
All right.
It's sad because you could hear right there why he's not in the movie anymore.
Yeah. He's been in trouble a while.
Yeah.
A while. If you see his face now, you're like, ooh, he doesn't even look like how I remember him looking.
Looks like BAM!
And it gets worse. So he admitted that he chugged a glass of wine and had 7 beers before posting the videos. And in this clip, he starts crying.
Jackass was everything to me. And now I'm so relieved that you, Knoxville. You, Spike. You, Jeff. You never cared about me, man.
Should we hold his hair while he pukes?
That's tough, not good.
Tough.
Yep. Should one take, you think, or?
I don't know.
Probably.
Now, Jackass would have ate it.
Right. That could be a part of the movie.
Could be. It could be. Right?
It's a brilliant way to promote the movie, though, right?
Right? Yeah, exactly. We don't know if it's being played here. Right.
All right, well,
Beaver anus.
Man, yeah, he needs help.
Hopefully he gets better.
I hope so.
All right, so attorney Brittany Pass heard us talking about DeeWees.
Yes.
DeeWees.
DeeWees.
Hey, what's a DeeWee? Hello.
And,
hi, guys.
Good morning.
Hello.
Bruce Springsteen.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Did you hear the Bruce Springsteen story, right?
I know. Very sad. It happens to the best of us, though.
Yeah, did he do the right thing by not taking the breathalyzer? So he does. So the park ranger sees him doing a shot.
Yeah.
Park ranger comes over. They have a conversation. Doesn't go well. Says, take a breathalyzer. Bruce says no, and they bring him down for blood work.
So he actually did. I mean, obviously, optics-wise, it's not great. But legally speaking, we always tell our clients, say to you, hey, listen, look, you really shouldn't do this, but legally it's better for him if he doesn't. And the reason is because they are with the Standard Field sobriety test, they're literally just marking you're not starting out from a zero and going to 100. You start out from 100 and they just keep taking points away from you. There's really no way to pass these tests. And if you fail them, that's the evidence they're using against you in court. So it's really better for you when you go to court if there is no field sobriety test, there's no breathalyzer, there's really not a lot of evidence that the state can use against you to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you were, in fact, over the legal limit. So actually, it's better for him that he didn't do the breathalyzer.
Now, I just want to, for the record here, we don't promote this.
No, of course not.
I know
not.
People have been injured or lost loved ones by drunk drivers, right. And we don't want drunk drivers.
No.
It's an awful thing. I mean, people really do die from it. The courts take it extremely seriously. But from a defense perspective, if you're going to court and you want to try to beat the charge, you know, you really shouldn't take these tests.
Does it look bad if you're not compliant? Can they use that against you?
No, because you know, you're, it looks bad for you for the DMV perspective. So, I mean, there are two separate issues. You're going to go to court and you're going to face a criminal charge for driving under the influence. But there's also the license suspension issue, which is an administrative problem, and it's completely separate. So if you refuse to take these tests, you're automatically going to face, in Connecticut at least, a one-year suspension with your license, and you'll have to have an Intralock device in your car for 1 year. So it's not like you're going to get off scot-free because you're not going to, you know, the state isn't going to be able to prove it in court. You're still going to be facing these license suspension issues, and it's more severe in the DMV, because if you just blow and you blow over, it's only 6 months with the IID for a first offense. You see what I'm saying? So they do penalize you a little bit more heavily on the DMV side for not taking the breath test, but it's more beneficial for you when you go to criminal court if you don't do it, if that makes sense.
Okay, let's say Bruce wasn't drinking, right? But he just did a shot or two. He did two shots.
Right.
And the ranger saw him, and he blew right then when he did the two shots. Not legally drunk, but he blew right then. He would have failed, right?
Actually, no. So if he had not drank at all the previous that evening, and he just right before the officer encountered him, took those two shots, his system has not processed that alcohol yet. So the BAC levels are, you know, levels that have already been processed through your liver and have been absorbed into your bloodstream. You get it? If he had just taken those shots right then and there, I don't think he would have even gotten an accurate reading, first of all, because it might have picked up breath alcohol, like mouth alcohol. So, for example, we get a lot of that when people take shots, use mouthwash, or even cough syrup. Gum. There's a lot of alcohol in those things, and it stays in your mouth. And so you never get an accurate reading anyway. So he may not have even, if he even tried to blow, they wouldn't have even gotten an accurate reading. But even if they did get an accurate reading, because it was so soon after the fact and it wasn't being processed in his bloodstream, he probably could have blown normal, you know, blown a zero or close to a zero, because it's not been processed yet. It takes time for that to happen. And it depends on a lot of things, your body weight, your height, you know, things like that.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's been nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. You too. Valentine's Day, Sunday.
Yes.
Hooray!
Yay!
Yay!
Uh-huh. Stupid. Just another fake holiday.
Ow.
Yeah.
One time in your life romantic?
Every day, Chaz. Can't you tell? Don't I seem romantic? No.
You were like the mixtape guy.
No. Right, I was. So when I was younger, I used to make mixtapes. Am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was younger, I used to make mixtapes and things like that, but I'm not like a... No.
I think all guys are the same. We start out very romantic to sucker in.
Right.
Right. And then we let them see who we really are.
I can be cuddly. I'm cuddly. And like,
so the pillow.
I don't see that.
No, I'm cuddly. I'm all this blubber. I'm very good to cuddle with.
Like the waving arms guy in front of the car dealership.
But I'm into like going out. Like yelling.
Having fun with your friends.
Right, I'm not into
you got
like
your guy trips.
Right, like Ed, who we work with here, like got proposed under like a waterfall. Like I'm not like a waterfall person.
He almost drowned.
When you did propose, how did you do it?
It was at a steakhouse.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a very romantic place for her. Smell of the meat.
Yeah, ribeye.
Curly fries.
Right. Her ring was a la carte.
It was a beautiful steakhouse.
Did everybody stand up and applaud?
They cheered around us.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so.
Good.
That's nice.
Still steak nice, yeah.
Then I had a specific U2 song I listened to when we left. I don't know if that was so romantic or more for me.
It's romantic for you.
That was more for you.
Did you try to get a free steak out of it?
You know, funny story, I did get a free steak out of it. As crazy as that sounds. Anyway. My list today is, so Valentine's Day on a Sunday this year, in the middle of all, like, everything being terrible. So my top five ways to improve your at-home Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Are you ready for
it?
Yeah.
Get my
I don't know if writing these down is going to be helpful. In researching this topic, number five, there seems to be a million foods that people consider aphrodisiacs. I always heard oysters, right? I didn't know there were others. So figs, chili peppers, and asparagus, which is real weird because asparagus, you know, it smells bad. If any of you have eaten asparagus,
it makes your pee smell.
When you pee, it's asparagus, yeah.
So I think you're at home on Valentine's Day on Sunday. Eat them all. Eat all the aphrodisiac foods and see what happens. It could turn into a wild, wild time, right?
Not bad.
So you start at 9 a.m. By 9 p.m., you're just all fired up. That's my guess.
I ruined a pillow.
At 9:02, I'm good.
Right, right. Yeah. Number four, I've switched my boxer briefs. So I used to wear sort of longer boxer briefs. I now have more high European boxer briefs in different colors.
Oh, tighter, tighter. Pasty
white legs.
Oh, yeah. It's not a great look. But I think, like, you know, on Valentine's Day, it's all about, like, the women dressing sexy. I think, for you guys, this is the Valentine's Day to get those tight, short boxer briefs and really show it. Show them what you got. Like, even if your pot belly hangs over them, it's fine. So when I'm not wearing them now, sadly, but yeah, it's not really hot. But say, you know, if she loves you, she loves the belly or whatever.
She'll love every ounce of you.
Right. She deals with it.
Number three is actually a serious one. As a true nostalgic sap, this is the idea that I like the most. Going through old pictures together and remembering the time.
Oh, that's great.
Right, so you never take pictures of the night where you're like, you know what, this sucks, and you drive away. There's no photos of that. So you're just looking at vacations and wonderful times you had together, and it's all positive. And I think it's nice.
So you have to make an album so you're not scrolling through the pictures of your kittens and the other pictures that you may have downloaded that are inappropriate.
No, it's up there.
Skip those.
No more pictures.
That's just from an Instagram site.
Yeah, it's research.
It's more like, here I'm holding your hair on the side of the rubble, you puke.
Right. This is a picture of Lauren Summer, that Instagram model. Right. You would skip that.
Right, skip that stuff.
She seems very nice. Not smart. Very nice. Number two. I think because it's Sunday, instead of making a big elaborate Valentine's Day dinner, a big elaborate Valentine's Day brunch. And the thing about brunch is it's easy. So you can make waffles, easy to do. I even have one of those things, waffle maker things. Strawberries cut in cool shapes, bacon, eggs. These are things that anybody can make. I can't make a dinner. Well, I can make chicken parm and hot dogs. That's about it. But I could make sort of a nice breakfast, and then you make mimosas, and then everyone's cocked at like 11:45 in the morning.
I should have been writing these down.
Right, that's a good one, though.
You can watch Daytona 500.
Right, there you go. Is the Daytona 500 this weekend?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Sunday.
I don't recommend that.
That's very romantic.
Thank you.
I filled you with eggs and oysters. Now, NASCAR.
PBRs and hot dogs.
And the number one most interesting thing you can do to improve your Valentine's Day on this pandemic Sunday is role playing. And I suggest to all the listeners is they dress up as you guys. So the woman could be AJ and the man could be you, and they interact the show in a sexy way.
Wow.
I think that would be excellent.
So the person playing me is locked outside the door.
Right.
I was only kidding.
Right.
And then the person playing AJ just says words wrong, like the whole time.
Or picks him and throws him off the roof.
Right. So that's it. That's my top five ways to improve Valentine's Day.
All right. So role playing, waffles and bacon, old pictures, boxer briefs, and chili peppers.
That's it. Okay. You got it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.